AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to AutoLine Daily. We've got a lot of new cars to look at that were just unveiled at the Geneva Auto Show, and we've got the latest new car sales in the U.S. market. First, let's go to Geneva. Volkswagen introduced an SUV concept called the T-Roc. The front end highlights the design direction of the company's future compact SUVs. The roof consists of two halves that can be removed and stored in the trunk. It's powered by a 2-liter turbo diesel that's mated to a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, and it features 3 different driving modes that modify the all-wheel drive system, the transmission, and other features to adapt to the terrain that you're driving on. Inside, a portable tablet functions as the infotainment display, and the instrument and climate controls are all digital. We've shown you the new versions of the Peugeot 108 and the Citroën C1, and now Toyota took the wraps off the Aygo, which is built off the same platform as those small French cars. It's powered by a 1-liter 3-cylinder gas engine and a 5-speed manual or automated manual. The Aygo goes on sale this summer in Europe. Hyundai is teasing the new Sonata before it officially debuts in South Korea later this month. The company only made this picture available, but as you can see, it features the next evolution of its fluidic sculpture design. Hyundai didn't provide many other details other than it increased the use of advanced high-strength steel and structural adhesives. The all-new Hyundai Sonata goes on sale worldwide later this year. Back in January, when I interviewed Mike Manley, the CEO of the Jeep brand at the Detroit Auto Show, he hinted at a new small SUV coming that would sit below the Compass and Patriot. And now we're getting our first look at what the brand calls the Renegade. Up front, it looks a bit like the Patriot. Out back, kind of like a Fiat, while the side profile has a little bit of Kia Soul in it. Under the hood, North American customers will have their choice of either a 1.4-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine mated to a 6-speed manual or a 2.4-liter Tiger Shark unit mated to a 9-speed automatic. And for all you off-road enthusiasts, the Renegade shares some of its four-wheel drive technology with the Cherokee and offers 2 full-time 4x4 systems with an exclusive rock mode for Trailhawk models. It'll be built in Italy, the first time a Jeep will be primarily sourced outside of the United States. Jaguar hopes to take on the likes of BMW's 3 Series and Mercedes C-Class with its new small sports sedan called the XE. While we only get this teaser image of the car, we do know that it'll use the same aluminum architecture that was shown in the CX-17 concept last year and will showcase the brand's new Ingenium engine line, which consists of both diesel and gasoline 4-cylinder engines. The car can also be had in rear or all-wheel drive configurations. It launches globally in 2015 and hits the U.S. shores in 2016. With sales up a whopping 150%, Maserati had a pretty good year last year. Now the company is showing us where it's headed in the future with this Alfieri concept. This 2+2 features a minimalistic yet flowing design on both the inside and out. Under the hood is a 460-horsepower V8 mated to a 6-speed gearbox. And speaking of its future, Maserati says that SUV that we've been waiting for is still on the way. Coming up next, car sales were disappointingly weak in the U.S. market last month. But coming up next, I'll also explain why sales could come close to setting records later this spring.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Car sales were weak in the U.S. market last month as a large part of the country was slammed by severe winter weather. Total sales came to almost 1.2 million units, down 1/10 of a percentage point from a year earlier. The SAAR came to only 15.27 million instead of being in the 16 million range that everyone expected just a few months ago. Some analysts have wondered if the winter weather is the only thing to blame, or if it is a sign that the U.S. car market is slowing down. Well, I'm here to say it's safe to say it's the weather. Car sales jumped 23% from January to February. That is a massive jump, something we never see. And it shows that as the weather improved, car buyers flocked back to the showrooms. You watch. Sales in March and April are going to be terrific. But now let's go back to the year-over-year comparisons. The top five gainers in the market start with that amazing Subaru, up yet another 24% again. Nissan and Chrysler both posted double-digit gains, though the Jeep Cherokee accounted for 75% of the gain at Chrysler. The rest of the lineup was weak, except for the Dodge Durango, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, and the Ram pickup, which sold nearly 29,000 units, and that's a great number for Ram. Tesla saw its sales go up 10%, but watch out. From January to February, Tesla sales actually fell 5%. Maybe it's simply allocating more product for overseas markets, but we're going to have to keep an eye on whether Tesla mania is starting to cool off. And finally, Jaguar and Land Rover round out the list of top gainers with sales up 10%. The biggest losers in the market include Volvo, down 18%. No surprise there. Until Volvo replaces its lineup with new products, it's going to continue to sink. The Volkswagen Group continues to struggle with sales down more than 8%, but that's all due to the VW brand. Audi was flat and Porsche was actually up. It is a shock to see how poorly VW is doing in the U.S. market when it's so strong elsewhere in the world. Honda and Ford also took a big hit in sales, and so did Toyota. In fact, we have to ask, what the heck is going wrong with the Prius? Sales plummeted 30%. The tiny Prius C fell nearly 15%. You know, this is a trend we started noticing several months ago. The Prius suddenly went from red hot to stone cold. In fact, the entire hybrid segment was down 26%, and this should be setting off alarm bells in hybrid land. This gives you a good overview of what happened in the U.S. market last month, and we'll be diving into more of those numbers in the days to come. Oh, and a quick correction here. In yesterday's report on the new Chevrolet Suburban, I said they moved the A pillar forward and the B pillar back to increase the entryway for the second row seats. But Phil Hopewell caught my mistake in the comments section. What I should have said is they moved the B pillar forward and the C pillar back. Thanks for catching that, Phil. Hey, before we go, remember that on Autoline After Hours this Thursday night, we're going to have an expert talking about how they're adding water to diesel fuel in what could be something of a breakthrough with impressive improvements in emissions and efficiency. I invite you to join us for that. And that wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.